No one can ever thank me for how nice I am. No one can ever thank me for how nice I am. We'd like to go around and have people appreciate us for the nice things that we do, but if we're going around doing things to be appreciated, we'll never be appreciated, because we're doing it for the wrong reason. The only reason for us to live is to be ourselves and to be having fun all the time. Everything we do is good, and if it's not good, we better not be doing it. We had better not be doing anything that is not good, because it reflects on us. Who are you? Have you reached down to pet a dog? Have you reached down to touch a child and say, I love you? Have you reached down to say to a person who is feeling very low, you know, you're a very wonderful person? Every time I look at you, I feel inspired to think lovely thoughts. You just are a most inspirational person, a most loving person. You know, in this world, there are so many people, and I surround each one with my unconditional love, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I mean it. I don't need to have them love me. If I am loving them because I want them to love me, oh my, do I feel empty. People just do not do that. It is not the nature of human beings to say to other human beings, I love you. It's not the nature of human beings to say to other human beings, you're wonderful. Or to say thank you. Or to say, you were very kind to give me food. You're very kind to give me a bandage when I needed it. You're very kind to say to me, you're wonderful. To uplift me. You're very kind to uplift me. People just don't say that. They don't say things like that. And they don't say things like that not because they don't mean them, but because it's just not the nature of the human beings to say things like that.
Human beings do not say things like that. And it's not because they don't mean it. It's not because they don't want to say things like that. It's just that they don't say things like that. Now, are you a person who says things like that? Count how many times you have told another person how much you love them, how much you enjoy their company. How many times have you told another person what a glorious being they are? How many times have you told a little child thank you when they did something nice for you? When I was a child, I was always going around the neighborhood visiting people who were not feeling well, visiting people who were ill, and visiting people who had problems, who lost their child or their husband or somebody in their world, and they just felt very empty. I would go around visiting them. I didn't go around visiting them because I wanted them to thank me. I just felt compassion for them, and I went around visiting them. But, you know, I appreciated the things that they did. They brought me a handful of brown sugar, and I ate it, and I thought, oh, how nice. And I didn't think that I was talking to them so that I could get the brown sugar. I was just talking to them because I love myself. And I know how good I would feel if someone said something nice to me when I was not feeling too good. It's a tough thing in this world, because this world is not filled with people who are so eager and willing to say thank you. Now, the divine thing to do, of course, is not to say thank you. Because if you say thank you, what you are saying is, I needed that. That was important to me. You were important to me. But if you just go around in your life smiling at everyone, surrounding them with your pure white light of love, telling them how wonderful they are, telling them what a glory. You are telling them about their reflection of you in them. You're telling them about their reflection of you in them. And how wonderful that is. How glorious that is. How spectacular that is. That is the divine. That is who we really are. When a little child brings you a flower, it's the idea that he's bringing you a flower. It may be a weed. It may be something grubby and something not very pleasant to look at. But you look at it with the eyes of love, because that child brought it to you because that child wanted to say, I like you. I like you. Here, Mommy, here's some flowers. Or when a child says, Daddy, can I sit on your lap? And you say, of course. So you sit on Daddy's lap. And Daddy says, you know, you're a good guy. You're a good girl. You're wonderful. How do you feel when a dog wants to sit on your lap, and it's a nice little lap dog, not some great big guy, because the great big guys want to sit on your lap too, but they're just too big for your lap. But how about all those little guys who like to jump up on your lap and cuddle in? You don't want to move. You don't want to disturb them. You want them to sit on your lap. You want them to be there, and you want to love them and pet them. And you say, I love you. You're a wonderful puppy. And the puppy may be 15 years old. Doesn't matter. It's all that matters is that you are seeing your love that shines forth from your heart, from your eyes, from your total being. You just sort of ooze it out into the world. And it comes back in glorious ways, oftentimes from different sources than to whom you gave it. It doesn't really matter, does it? You might give love to a child, and the child's mother looks on and says, oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. He is so good. She is so good. And you are so good for loving them. And what the heck is your nature to love? You couldn't do anything different. And so you're loving the child. You're loving the dog. You're loving the people. And I oftentimes have socks that never seem to get worn out because I just don't wear them. And so I gave a couple away the other day to a person, and they said, wow, that's just what I wanted. That's just what I wanted. But they're brand new. Didn't you ever wear them? No, I never got around to it. I didn't really need them. But what I had them for was so that I could give them to you. And you let you wear them if you want them. And, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Anita went to the store the other day in Campbell, a little store where they have second time around clothing. And she brought them things that we had had on campus here from many people who had been visiting campus and left them here. And we put them in the laundry and cleaned them up beautifully. And took them to the second time around store. And they looked at them and they said, oh, this is lovely. This is glorious. We have such a need for these things. And they appreciated it. But sometimes you just put them in the bag and don't say a thing about it and leave there, because you don't need praise. You don't need thanks for what you've done. You just did it out of the kindness of your heart, and you got your thanks already by the fact that you did it out of the kindness of your heart. You did it out of the very depth of your being, and you didn't need any appreciation at all for it, because whatever you give is a reflection of who you are within yourself. Whatever you do is a reflection of who you are within yourself. However you act in this world is a reflection of who you are within yourself. So this day, begin to look around you, and don't look for praise, but look for giving blessings, giving love, sharing your love, unconditionally loving the entire universe and saying, what a great, wonderful universe this is. What a fabulous universe this is. What a magnificent universe this is. And how wonderful everyone in the universe is. It is a magnificent place to live. It is a magnificent place to be. It is my universe. Yes, it is my universe, and I love it. And I love it not because it is wonderful for me, but because I am being wonderful in it. And it is glorious indeed. And this is just where we stand today. We stand today at this moment of giving, at this moment of living, at this moment of being. Now, to you, I shine forth my unconditional love, and I say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you.